Good morning, everybody. Buenos días a todos. It is Saturday, December 7th, I think, 2024. This is our EDN TEP program class. Es el sábado 7 de diciembre 2024. Este es nuestro programa de TEP. We say the date so that if you are watching this even 2 months from now, you will know it is outdated and you should come to a TEP class. Decimos es la fecha porque en 2 meses o menos, esto puede ya estar no actualizado. Things change all of the time. Las cosas cambian todo el tiempo. So this is a speech that I've been making on the waiting room, and I'm finding that it's having a impact. Este es un speech que he estado haciendo en el waiting room y creo que está teniendo impacto. So I think you all know that more than 47,000 evictions were filed last year in Los Angeles County. Creo que ya saben que más de 47,000 desalojos se archivaron el año pasado en el condado de Los Ángeles, and it'll be slightly more this year. Va a ser un poquito más este año. It would take 500 lawyers to provide full scope representation to all those households. Necesitamos 500 abogados para dar lo que se llama full scope representation a esas viviendas, a esas familias. We have 69 in the entire Stayhouse LA coalition and about a dozen private attorneys. Hay como 69 abogados en la entera coalición de Stayhouse LA. That's all of the free agencies. Stayhouse LA son todas las agencias que dan servicio gratis. Hay más o menos 12 abogados privados. And at Eden, we have 10 of those 69 lawyers. En Eden, tenemos 10 de esos 69 abogados. So people come to us very, very anxious. La gente viene con nosotros muy ansiosos because they've already gone to all the other agencies and been told that they cannot get full scope representation. Porque ya han ido a todas las otras agencias y les han dicho que no van a recibir representación completa. We started the TEP program to make sure that everybody got something. Empezamos el programa de TEP para asegurar que todo el mundo, todos los inquilinos enfrentando un desalojo, reciban algo de ayuda. But it's actually grown into a program that if you work the program, not only will you likely, very likely, have success in your case, but you learn skills that help you in other life situations. El programa se ha desarrollado a algo que, si participan, y lo abrazan como algo que de veras quieren hacer, probablemente tendrán éxito en el caso de desalojo, pero también mejor éxito en la vida, porque les estamos enseñando cómo manejar problemas en la vida, no nada más aquí. In order for you to be successful in the program, you have to watch the videos and come to class. Para tener éxito, tienen que ver los videos y venir a clase. The videos are in our website, edn.la. Los videos están en nuestro website, edn.la. The class schedule is also there. También el horario de las clases. And when you're done watching the videos and coming to class, you should watch the videos and come to class. Y cuando lo han hecho, deben de hacerlo de nuevo, ver los videos y venir a clase. And when you're done doing that, you should watch the videos and come to class. Y cuando lo han hecho, deben de ver los videos y venir a clase. And you should do it until you can teach the class. Lo deben de hacer hasta que entiendan todos y pueden presentarlo a alguien. And then you should come on the Mondays and Wednesday nights, at least once a week. Y luego pueden venir, empezar a venir una vez a la semana, lunes o miércoles. Because if something changes in the system, that's where we're going to tell you. Si algo cambia en el sistema, ahí es donde les vamos a decir. If the court changes a process, that's where we're going to tell you. Si la corte cambia un proceso, ahí es donde les vamos a decir. So you watch the videos, come to class, watch the videos, come to class, watch the videos, come to class, come to class, come to class, come to class. And then you must be in class the class just before any appearance. Y así es que ven los videos, vienen a clase, ven los videos, vienen a clase, ven los videos, vienen a clase. Vienen a clase, vienen a clase, vienen a clase y tienen que forzosamente estar en clase, la clase lunes o miércoles antes de cualquier comparecencia. That's when you get onto the core calendar. Now, where you should all try to get is the following. At intake, we are now going over the 16 factors and helping you decide whether you should stay or you should go, and assessing your case so that we can figure out how much energy to put into fighting to stay, or maybe the energy needs to go into finding a place because you can't win. And so we help you make that assessment at the intake stage. Ahora estamos ayudándoles a hacer un assessment en intake con los 16 factores para ver si debemos estar luchando para quedarnos o poner el énfasis en encontrar dónde se van a ir porque no se puede ganar el caso. We are also at intake giving you a form filled out called Proving Your Case. También les estamos dando una forma que se llama Comprobando su caso, which is your homework for your step 10, la tarea para el paso 10. Now, my staff makes mistakes. We are starting this on Monday. El personal comete errores. Estamos empezando esto el lunes. If you do not get that before you leave, ask for it. Si no les dan eso antes de que se salen, pídanlo. And if you haven't done that process, si no han hecho ese proceso, we should make sure that it happens at the step 10. Aseguren que pase en el paso 10. And if you can't get a step 10, then you should fly standby. So, y si no pueden lograr una cita para el paso 10, vuelen standby. If you don't know what all these things mean, you haven't watched video 1A and 1B, please watch it. You haven't come to a BHP Pro class or watched that video, please watch it. Todos esos términos se explican en el video 1A, 1B y en el video cómo ser un estudiante de TEP profesional. At the step 10, at the intake, we are also preparing your notebook with you. En el intake, estamos preparando su cuaderno. And we are reviewing your answer to make sure it doesn't have to be amended. Estamos revisando su respuesta para asegurar que no se tienen que hacer correcciones. The deadline to amend an answer by right is 10 days after you filed it. El plazo para corregir errores en una respuesta es 10 días después de archivarla. After that, we have to do by motion, and it takes many more hours of work to do. Después de 2 días, tiene que ser por petición, y eso involucra muchas más horas para hacerlo. So we really need to do it within the 10 days. Lo tenemos que hacer dentro de los 10 días. If you have filed your answer, and it's the 10 days are not up yet, and we have not reviewed it, you should fly standby. I will explain what that is in a minute. Si están dentro de los 10 días después de archivar su primera respuesta y todavía no tienen una cita para intake o nadie ha revisado esa respuesta, deben de volar standby y lo voy a explicar en un minuto. At the end of intake, we tell your team, we create a pip string. Al final del intake, creamos un pip string. That pip string connects you to your team and it is your main communication mechanism to us. Ese pip string te comunica con tu equipo y es la principal manera de comunicar con nosotros. It's a text that includes you and all your team. Es un texto que incluye ustedes y todo su equipo. And you, at the bottom of it, at intake, it will say, intake completed, student needs a step 10. Ya se completó intake, el estudiante necesita el paso 10. When we do that, your team puts you on a waiting list for a step 10, so you no longer have to ask for it every day. Tu equipo te pone en una lista de espera, para un paso 10, no tienen que pedir todos los días. If your deadline is coming up, that's either a meet and confer deadline to exchange documents or a trial appointment, an appearance deadline. Si viene su plazo Puede ser una orden de intercambiar documentos o la próxima corte, and you still haven't had your step 10 y todavía no han tenido el paso 10, you can fly standby. Pueden volar standby. I'll explain what that means in a minute. Voy a explicar eso en un minuto. When we do the step 10, we add to your notebook substantive jury instructions that are just about your case. Instrucciones para el jurado que son de su caso. We also add the verdict form. Añadimos el veredicto, el formulario que tiene que llenar el jurado. The verdict form is the questionnaire that the jury will fill out to decide who wins. Para decir, así es que ese veredicto decide quién gana. And we will also work more on your exhibits. Vamos a, we're going to reorganize the exhibits, make them really tight. Vamos a reorganizar los comprobantes, hacerlos muy, muy bien hechos. That's at that step 10. And then we're going to file and serve that notebook on the other side. Vamos a archivar y mandar ese cuaderno revisado al oponente. The way you can tell that we have filed and served to the other side is you get an email from us that says, attached is our first attempt at the trial notebook. Attached is our second attempt at the trial notebook. Reciben un correo electrónico cada vez. So if you didn't get that email, you need to figure out why. Si no reciben ese correo electrónico, tienen que descifrar por qué. You then are waiting. Están esperando. All of you should be checking your registry of actions once a week. Deben de revisar el registro de acciones una vez a la semana. You can do that by coming to the court. Pueden ir a su corte. You can also do it at the Moss Court for any courts in the system. Pueden hacerlo en la Corte Central. The Moss Court is the downtown court at 111 North Hill. La Corte Moss es la corte en 111 North Hill. You ask at the clerk's office or in room 112 of the Moss Court. Piden en la oficina del clerk o en el cuarto 112, the Moss Court. I would like a printout of my registry of actions. Quiero un printout de mi registro de acciones. Sometimes things happen in cases and you don't find out about it either because you didn't check your mail, don't have informed delivery, or because the other side didn't send it to you. Muchas veces cosas pasan, y no se enteran ustedes porque no revisaron su correspondencia. No tienen la entrega informada, están leleando, so, por eso es importante, o el abogado opuesto está haciendo transoso, por eso hay que revisar una vez a la semana. If there's anything on it that doesn't look right to you, you immediately come and fly and stand by at the office. Si ven algo que no les suena, inmediatamente vienen a volar stand by en la oficina. At some point, the other lawyer is going to send you their version of the two notebooks that we have already filed. El abogado opuesto va a mandarles su versión de los dos cuadernos que acabo de mencionar. When they send you that version, cuando les mandan esa versión, you go on your PIP string and you say, I just received. And then what you received, or just take a picture of the first page, o nada más toman una foto de la primera página, you send it to your team, lo mandan a su equipo, and you ask for a step 15, y piden el paso 15. For a complete description of all the steps, read the 18 steps to success. The current 18 steps are being put in the chat right now. Vean los 18 pasos a la victoria, la versión más más actualizada se está poniendo en el chat ahorita. Once we have your notebook and their notebook, ya que tenemos el notebook de ustedes y el de ellos, we can merge them, los podemos combinar. This is supposed to be done at the latest by your second court appearance. Más tardar, se tiene que hacer antes de su segunda comparecencia. For those of you that have been with the program a long time, The judges were being very lax. Before May 13th, we could come back five, six, seven times not ready, and they would just give us another continuance. Antes del 13 de marzo del 2024, podríamos re venir a la corte dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho veces y no estar preparados y nada más estar en otra fecha. The judges met on May 10th. Los jueces tuvieron una reunión el 10 de marzo on the following Monday, May 13th, el lunes siguiente, el 13. Our entire system had to change. Our program had to change. Nuestro programa tuvo que cambiar. Why? Because they suddenly started enforcing an existing order. Empezaron a enforzar una orden que ya existe. You all get it when you get your summons and complaint. Todos lo reciben cuando reciben su queja de desalojo. In the outlying, in the courts other than Mosque, it's called the Fourth Amended Standing Order. En las cortes que no incluye Mosque, es la Standing Order 4. In the Mosque Court is the Fifth Amended Standing Order. If you look through your papers, you will find it. Si ven por sus papeles, la van a encontrar. And that order around paragraph 14, 15, it's different in the two orders, más o menos párrafo 14, tells you what you have to do before the first court appearance. Les dice lo que tienen que hacer antes de la primera comparecencia. They're not quite enforcing that yet. They're giving you one extra chance to do it. No lo están ofreciendo ahorita. Les dan un extra chance. You have to do it by your second appearance. And at this point, if you haven't done it, they are finding you a trial judge with whichever binder is ready. Si no lo han hecho, les encuentran un juez con cualquier cuaderno que ya está preparado. That's why we have to be ready. Por eso nosotros tenemos que estar preparados. So, there is still a shortage of lawyers, of judges. Todavía no hay suficientes jueces. So you are each assigned to one of 14 courts where all the evictions get assigned. Ustedes están asignados a una de 14 cortes, but with 47,000 evictions, those judges can't do all those trials. Con 47,000 desalojos, esos jueces no pueden hacer todos los juicios. So at the point in which there is a merged notebook, cuando ya está, hay un cuaderno combinado, and that notebook has something called a statement of the case, which is a paragraph that summarizes the case and is read to the jury. Hay algo que se llama statement of the case, un párrafo que es un sumario del caso y se le lee al jurado. A witness list, una lista de testigos. We make sure that your witness list is ready day one. Nos aseguramos que su lista de testigos está preparada at intake and intake. But make sure you tell us all your witnesses. Asegúrense que piensen de todos los testigos. Sometimes we've asked you about the witness list at intake, at step 10, at step 15, and then you say, oh, yeah, but the person that was there was, and they're not on the witness list. Y de repente se les ocurre el testigo más importante, no están en la lista. May not be able to add them. You have to be very cognizant, very aware of all your witnesses at intake. Tienen que saber sus testigos en intake. We will ask you again step 10. We will ask you again step 15. But if you don't tell us the name, that witness is not going to be on the list and you won't be able to call them. Si no nos dicen el nombre, ese testigo no va a estar en la lista y no van a poder programarlos, no van a poder testificar. So a witness list, an exhibit list, una lista de comprobantes, and it also has jury instructions, las instrucciones al jurado. The jury instructions explain the law to the jury, so they also explain it to you. You should read them. Las instrucciones explican la ley al jurado, así es que también se las explican a ustedes, deben de leerlas. There are two kinds of jury instructions, hay dos tipos. The general instructions are used in every case. Las generales se usan en todos los casos, and they are in your notebook day one at intake. Las ponemos en su cuaderno en intake. The substantive instructions are specific to your case. Las sustantivas son específicas a su caso. We develop them and add them to your notebook at step 10. Las desarrollamos y la podemos ponemos en su cuaderno en el paso 10. And then the last document is the verdict form. El último documento es el formulario del veredicto. When they send you their version of these documents, we've already sent them at intake. We sent them at step 10. Now we have theirs. Los mandamos en intake. Los mandamos en step, paso 10. Ahora tenemos dos de ellos. We have to combine them. Los tenemos que combinar. So you ask for a step 15. Piden un paso 15 so that we can help you combine the two, para ayudarles a combinar. If you don't get your team to respond to you 3 days before your deadline, you can fly standby. Si no, si el equipo no responde 3 días antes de su plazo, which is usually the next court appearance, but the judge might give you an extra meet and confer deadline. Puede ser el meet and confer deadline o la próxima comparecencia. You need to fly standby. Necesitan volar standby. Flying standby means exactly the same thing that it means at an airport. Volar standby es exactamente la misma cosa que es volar standby en un aeropuerto. You get to the airport, you don't have a ticket. Llegan al aeropuerto, no tienen boleta. You say you want to fly standby. Dicen que quieren volar standby. And if a seat opens up, you get on the plane. Y si se abre un asiento, se meten al avión. If a seat does not open up, you have to fly the next day. And we're giving you 3 chances to get it done. Hay 3 días, 3 chances para hacerlo. It is time consuming. Es latoso y ocupa tiempo. So don't waste time. You can expect to be with us waiting most of the day. Tienen que tener la expectativa de estar esperando a nos la mayor parte del día. Someone told me the other day, I'm losing money being here. My response to them was, don't lose money. Hire a private attorney. If you have a job and you are losing money, most of the private attorneys are charging in the 2500 range, so hire one of them. Si están perdiendo dinero y no pueden invertir el tiempo en este programa, contraten un abogado privado. And if you don't have a job, then bring something to do and a lunch. Traigan algo que hacer y un almuerzo. The ideal thing you would do is bring a little headset for your phone so you can sit there and watch the videos while you're waiting. Traer un headset para su teléfono para que estén ahí viendo los videos mientras que esperan using your phone. Make good use of your time instead of complaining about the wait. Hagan buen uso de su tiempo en vez de quejarse de la espera. Once you have a merged notebook, ya que hay un merged notebook, we know you're going to get sent out. They're going to try to place you with a judge. That's what being sent out is. Van a tratar de ponerlos con un juez. En inglés decimos, no se van a echar para afuera, meaning you're being sent out from your home court. Los están echando para afuera de su home court, de su corte principal, to another judge, a otro juez. Now, you could get there one day and it's your second appearance and they find a judge because a judge frees up. Puede ser su segunda comparecencia, encuentran un juez porque un juez se libera. Or you could get lucky if you're not, if, like, we need time to prep you. So time is important to us, but we don't do things just to delay. No hacemos cosas nada más para dilatar, pero el tiempo sí nos ayuda. So you go, and then there are no judges, and maybe the other lawyer is busy for the next 3 weeks. So you get a 3 week continuance, and that helps you. El otro abogado está ocupado, no encuentra jueces. Otra continuación de 3 meses. It's still taking an average of 7 months. That's a month faster than it was last year at this time. Un mes más rápido que el año pasado a este tiempo, but it's still taking time. Pero todavía un promedio de 7 meses. However, in your case, it could happen on your second appearance or your third appearance if a judge happens to free up that day. Puede pasar en su segunda comparecencia, su tercera comparecencia, si se libera un juez. So you have to be ready. Tienen que estar listos. Okay? Let me do a couple of cautionary tales of people who didn't do this. These are all from this week, de esta semana. The tenant is elderly, but completely copacetic, right? Like people always say to me, yeah, there's a little old lady in the waiting room, and then the little old lady is 3 years old, younger than me. Siempre me dicen, hay una viejita en la sala de espera y tiene 3 años menos que yo. So her age did not get her automatically special preference with us because she seemed able to understand instructions. And de nuestro punto de vista, podía seguir las instrucciones. But she didn't get watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class. No entendió. Ve los videos, ven a clase. Ve los videos, ven a clase. Ve los videos, ven a clase. So she watched the first two videos, vio los primeros dos. She didn't understand there was a whole series in the two section. No vio todos los demás en la sección sustancial. And she only came to the Be a TEP Pro class and probably wasn't paying attention. Nada más vino al TEP Pro class y probablemente no estaba prestando atención, because there she should be getting the message, watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class. Porque ahí también debe estar recibiendo ese mensaje. Vean los videos, vengan a clase. Vean los videos, vean a clase. Vean los videos, vean a clase. And she didn't get that message. So she's there on her first court appearance, su primera comparecencia, in the downtown court, en la corte de downtown. I was present that day. Cece was backing me up. Yo estaba presente, Cece ahí, and Catherine was responding to her texts, con Catherine respondiendo a sus textos. Well, someone in the courtroom announced to turn her cell phones off, so she turned her cell phone off. Do not turn your cell phones off. Anunciaron en la corte que apagaran los celulares. No apaguen sus celulares. Put them on silent and don't pick them up and answer, exit to answer, or discreetly text. Tengan discreción en mandar textos o si van a contestar un llamado, sálganse. But do not turn them off. This is how we're communicating with us, not with you. No los apaguen. Es como estamos comunicando. And I would like for, in the speeches section, do not turn their cell phones off, and what I've just said to be added so that other people get this message. So because she turned her cell phone off, she sent us a text with a bad step. Nos mandó un texto con un mal step, turned the cell phone off and didn't see the messages, do not sign, do not sign, do not, do not sign. No vio los mensajes, no firmes, no firmes, no firmes. So now she's moving in 60 days, se mueve en 60 días, owing half of the rent, o debiendo la mitad de la renta, with a conditional seal, so the record will probably open up, con un sello condicional. It will become public and it will be impossible for her to find a place. Se va a hacer público y imposible firmar, encontrar un lugar. It could have been avoided if she had understood. Watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class, watch the videos come to class, come to class, come to class, come to class. Okay? Si hubiera entendido la importancia de ver los videos y venir a clase. That's my sad story number one. My sad story number two of the week is a gentleman who frankly was very full of himself. He had watched the videos and now he's a professional. He knows what he's doing. Vio los videos y ahora es un profesional. Sabe lo que está haciendo. I don't believe he texted his pip at 8 o'clock in the morning. Creo que no mandó su pip a las 8 de la mañana. But he did see me and had the presence of thought to approach me. Do you have a minute to look at this? And he shows me a very badly written step. Nos muestra una estipulación muy mal escrita. On the plaintiff's form, not our form. En el formulario del plaintiff, no en los nuestros. So why? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? We have a perfect form. You should be leading with ours, handing ours to them. We fill it out for you even, except for the move-out dates and the specifics. Hasta está llenada con su nombre y todo. At intake, we're doing that. At step 10, if you have a date, we're putting the date in. So you just have to hand it to them. Nada más, if you're moving, se los dan. Si se está moviendo, se los dan. We now even have a version for a payment plan. Tenemos una versión para plan de pago so that you can stay, para poder quedarse.
So at that moment, he still was a little cocky and he was going to fix this, lo iba a arreglar. And then ultimate, and he hasn't done anything to prepare for trial because he was going to settle his case. No ha hecho nada para preparar para el juicio porque él le va a llegar un acuerdo. Now it's going to trial. Ahora se va a juicio. And because he hasn't watched the videos and come to class, he says he watched them once, but then he would have known this. He accepted Judge Alarcón, aceptó el juez Alarcón, and now he has the worst judge in the system, a judge that is very biased against tenants, un juez muy contra inquilino, on Monday, el lunes. Okay? Don't let this happen to you, folks. Watch the videos come to class. Watch the videos come to class. Watch the videos come to class. Watch the video. I'm sorry, come to class, come to class, come to class, and be sure you're in class the for sure the Wednesday before your appearance. Vean los videos, vengan a clase. Vean los videos, vengan a clase. Vean los videos, vengan a clase. Vean a clase, vengan a clase, vengan a clase. Y a lo menos estén en clase la clase antes de su comparecencia. Have I gotten through the importance of watch the videos, come to class? I need a reaction from people, and I'm going to stay on it until everybody tells me that they understand by putting a reaction, watch the videos, and come to class. Quiero que todos entiendan. Last sad story, third sad story. Tenant approaches me in class with a notice in court with a notice to vacate. Inquilina se me acerca con una notificación del alguacil. I'm trying to be disciplined and not talk to people in the hall room in the hallway and send you to the office. Quiero tener la disciplina de no hablar con la gente en el pasillo y mandaros a la clase. So please don't come and stalk me at the in on the street. I mean, you all really like I'm walking from to the office and someone will be literally waiting for me at the exit of the court so they can talk to me while we're walking. Me esperan en la salida de la corte para hablar. You're taking cuts from people that are following instructions, so I'm trying not to do that. Están colándose con gente que están siguiendo instrucciones and going to the office to find standby, que están yendo a la oficina para volar standby. That's what you should do. If something happens, go to the office. Fly standby if your team's not responding to you. Si el equipo no les está contestando en texto, vayan a la oficina y vuelen standby. The curiosity got to me. So, and I noticed she had a stipulation form. Veía que tenía una estipulación. Our form, nuestro formulario, perfectly filled out, perfectamente llenado, that she signed April 11th, que firmó el 14 de abril. Thinking she could find a place by December 11th, pensando que podía encontrar un lugar el 11 de diciembre, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 8 months, 8 meses. She did not find a place, no encontró un lugar. She had some hardships happen to her that she hadn't anticipated, enfrentó algunos problemas que no anticipó. And now she needs more time. Y puede, necesita más tiempo. I cannot get her more time. No puedo lograrle más tiempo. We encourage you not to sign these until you've found a place. Les pedimos que no firmen estos acuerdos antes de encontrar un lugar. And the only exception to that is the jury is in the elevator and you have a dead bang loser. Then we will sign one of these. El jurado está en el elevador y tenemos un caso que no se puede ganar. She signed this way early. Firmó esto muy temprano. We cannot change it. No lo podemos cambiar. I hope first I want an evaluation. Primero quiero una evaluación. Did you find this helpful? ¿Encontraron esto útil? Or am I just beating a dead horse? You've heard it before, and you're not going to be a problem because you're going to do it right. O estoy nada más lo que le dicen, dándole palizas a un caballo ya muerto. Can I get emojis that tell me that whether you found it helpful?
Okay, I'm getting messages amazingly helpful, 1000% helpful. So I need more evaluation. If you, I won't call you to task, but if you found it not helpful, put in the chat, I did not find this helpful. Pongan en el chat que no lo encontraron útil.
The office has people who found it helpful.
Great. Okay. So now the next thing I think we need to know, let's very helpful. So I'm getting comments that this was helpful. So this is a video that we should play regularly. Este es un video que debemos de tocar regularmente. It's a speech that I'm making fairly regularly. I do it differently every time. Lo digo, hago, digo algo diferente cada vez. And one of the things I do want to add is this. I get upset and angry when you guys sign stipulations that are going to ruin your lives. Me enojo cuando firman estipulaciones o acuerdos, but it's really estipulaciones is better. I accidentally, well, Freudian slip, instead of saying stipulations, I said stupidations that we haven't reviewed, que no hemos visto y están amolando sus vidas. I get angry and upset when you don't follow instructions and end up in front of Judge Alarcón, cuando no siguen instrucciones y acaban con un mal juez. Okay. So, and sometimes people will say, you yelled at me. I don't yell. I scold. No grito, si regaño. And I reserve my right to do that because I care. Reservo el derecho de hacer eso porque me importa lo que les va a pasar. I get angry, and that's all about you, right? I also get really bothered when people, especially, we have reopened up the office completely. We did it the when I got back from vacation 3 weeks, three almost a month ago. Cuando regresé de mis vacaciones, or maybe it was 3 weeks ago, hace 3 semanas. We are old Eden, how we used to do things. Ya somos como antes éramos. We are setting up 8 appointments a day. Hay 8 citas al día. They're booked all the way through January. Ya están programadas hasta enero. And then we let you fly standby. Y los dejamos volar standby, which means if an appointment doesn't show up, you get the appointment. Si no llega alguien. And then I've got all my staff. I'm asking them to come to the office and work out of the office so we can get the steps 10s and 15s done. All hands on deck, todos en la oficina para hacer esos pasos 10 y pasos 15. But you all need to know that we are funded to do this. Nos dan fondos para hacer esto. We met our deliverables for the entire year in the first 3 months of the year. Cumplimos nuestros deberes en los primeros 3 meses del año. That's July, August, and September. Julio, agosto, y septiembre. I could close the door to new cases and just work the ones we have. Podríamos cerrar la puerta a nuevos casos y manejar los casos que tenemos. The problem is, that's not fair. No es justo. Everyone is entitled to something. Todos tienen el derecho a algo. The promise we make to you is to have videos and classes available to you. La promesa que les damos es videos y clases. And then if staff is available, we will do, and now we have a promise to do the intake, también el intake, for all the new people, para los nuevos. And if we staff is available, we do the steps 10s and 15s. Si el personal está disponible, los pasos 10 y 15. And if you've done your homework and watched the videos and come to class and were at your class, you've done everything that I've been emphasizing here. When your case gets sent out to trial, we will move heaven and earth to send a lawyer out with you. Cuando, si han hecho todo lo que les pido, cuando su caso se encuentra un juez, mandamos a un abogado. This happened multiple times this week. Tuvimos varios casos. We went out with the best TEP students. Salimos con los mejores estudiantes de TEP, and with one disabled student that had been with us and retained. So we had an obligation to her because she was very disabled
And therefore, we'd been preparing her case. Y con una muy discapacitada que habíamos abierto el caso desde el principio. But if you have not been a good step student, si no han sido buen estudiante, you're going to go on your own. Van a salir ustedes solos. And you're not going to have the same kind of result. Y no van a tener el mismo resultado. And if you are in class, I mean, sorry, if you are in the office and you have flown standby 2 days in a row, and I'm asking you to come back the third day, or you've been there since 8:30, or you got there at 7 to be the first in line, and we still didn't get to you. Si están volando standby y llegaron las 7 para ser los primeros y no hubo cupo, o han venido 2 días enseguida y no lo hemos logrado darles la atención que necesitan, please don't complain about it. You can complain about it outside of Eden. You can go to the support group and complain about it. But don't, certainly not within my earshot, because there's nothing that bothers me more, especially on a day when I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning to write a motion for someone who screwed up. And now I'm trying to fix the screw up, to have somebody else complaining about waiting when I'm still going to be working at 8:30 at night. And I've been up since 2. Okay. Me molesta profundamente cuando se quejan, cuando yo me levanté a las 2 para hacer una petición para alguien que metió la pata, no lo hizo bien, estoy tratando de arreglar su error y voy a todavía estar trabajando a las 8:30 de la noche. Me molesta. It also bothers me that Gemma's not being paid to be here. Most of the people who are here are not being paid to be here. They volunteer. They volunteer for the support group. They work more hours than we pay them all the time. Trabajan más horas de que los pagamos todo el tiempo so that we can try to help everyone that walks in the door, para poder tratar de ayudar a todos los que vienen. And then you come back with a whiny attitude, don't do your homework. Ustedes nos vienen con una actitud, and it's not all of you, but it's enough of you to make it difficult. No son todos, pero suficientes de ustedes para que sea difícil. And those of you that follow the program, and you know, you're going to do well. Van a ser bien. Pero people who are whining or who leave the program. Yesterday, I could tell she was a TEP student because she pulled out a 170.6 form. Sabía que era un TEP student porque sabía lo que es 170.6. And she was using it against one of the best judges in the system because the judge is all the way in Long Beach. Estaba usándolo contra una de las mejores jueces en el sistema porque está en Long Beach. I'm sorry, if you get Judge Flor, you're keeping her and you are taking the train to Long Beach if you don't have a car. Si les toca la juez Flor, nos quedamos con ella. Y se van en tren si no tienen carro. It's a very easy train from downtown. Es muy fácil, the downtown. Because you don't want to drive to Long Beach, you're going to then end up with Alarcón and lose your case and have the sheriff at the door. That is not an option. Porque no aceptan Flor, acaban con Alarcón y luego el alguacil en la puerta. Esa no es una opción. So I stopped her from making the mistake. And fortunately, not fortunately, really, but she didn't want to go down all the way down there. The other side dinged her. El otro lado protestó contra ella. And then she told me she didn't want any more help from me because she is angry at the program. No quería más ayuda de nosotros, de mí, porque... So this program doesn't work for everybody. I know este programa no es para todos, but unfortunately there is nothing else for her other than probably losing and facing the sheriff. No hay ningún otro programa para ella. Su camino es, va a perder probablemente y va a enfrentar el alguacil. So if you don't like the program, learn to like it because it's all you got. Si no les gusta el programa, aprendan a disfrutar. Porque es lo que es. And if you have a legitimate concern, please put it in the chat. Si tienen alguna preocupación legítima, pónganla en el chat. Okay? All right, so we've done cautionary tales for this week.